Kumlan and Ablak Gemara. We are up to Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of the sugya of Breira, and we asked the question that in our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi, we had before, that Rabbi Yossi seems to be maker when it comes to Breira, in the case of the mikveh. And over here we see Rabbi Yossi in the case of the person right before Shabbos realized he had this wine and he didn't give Truma Maisa from it yet, that according to Rabbi Yossi he cannot do that because he holds there's no Breira. So we're trying to work out, which one is it? Does he hold a breira? Does not hold a breira? So we are up to we're up to right middle of the page, about seven lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, "V'sova Rabbi Yossi ein breira." So our problem is that the last thing that we brought down, because we were trying to work out Rameir, we also brought there a number of other opinions. One of them was Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi said over there that we cannot rely on Friday night to say that Motzei Shabbos are separated, because it seemed the reason, because it's Ein Breira, it could be that what you're drinking on Shabbos was what actually was set aside for Truma Maaser. Says the Gemara, so you're telling me Rabbi Yossi holds no Breira, but Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Shtei Noshim, if you have two women, Shalokhu as Kinayan, you have two women that took their sets of pigeons, Be'eduv, and they mix them together. A woman, after she gives birth, and then she becomes tired, or after she became a zom, becomes tired, she brings a set of birds. One is an oila, and one is a chatas. So two women decide together to buy four birds. So each one bought a set. Or they separately, they gave it to the Koyen. Or let's say they just gave money to the Koyen. Or they gave birds to the Koyen. And they said, now the Koyen has four birds. Which birds belong to which woman? Which one is the Chatas? Which is the Oilas? It says here, it's a Koyen Yakriv Oila. The Koyen can determine whichever birds he wants to bring as an Oila. Or the Ezesh Yakriv Chatas. If he wants, he can bring, you know, whichever bird he wants, oila, every bird of chatas. If he wants, he can bring one set, both of them as oilas, and the other set, both of them as chatas. He can mix them all up. So what do we see from here? Why is that? Because we're going to say that whatever he chose, all along, that was what the woman chose. So we see yesh breida, that it's retrospective. So our question is, how can you say that he holds no breida at all? And this is Rabbi Yossi saying it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba said, Hossam kishihistun. There's talking about before they gave it to the Kohen, or they bought it, they made it condition that we don't care which one ends up to be the Oilah, which one ends up to be the Chatas, which one ends up to be mine, which one ends up to be yours. Yehochim, so, Maile Memra, what's the Chiddush? They both said they made that up from the beginning. Kamashlan Kidrav Chizda. Comes to teach you the Din of Chizda. And what's that? The Omer of Chizda, let's say each one bought their own pair, their own set, and then they come together. So you would have thought that each set is made up of a chatas and oila. We don't care what the women say. We would have thought that each set is made up of a chatas and oila, and you cannot then change around by giving it to the kohen and say, do whatever you want. Make two oilas from mine and then two chatois from hers and so on. You can't do that. Why? Because when they gave it to him, each one separately as their own set. So he could have chizat toras. We had this before, we'll have it. Ein, he said, Kibul Torah said, that ein hakinin misparshas, you cannot determine which bird is what kind of a carbon. There's only two points in time. Either when you purchase it at that time, you had in mind that this should be the chatas, this should be the oil, and so on. So at the time of buying it, or when you bought it without having any thoughts, and then if you decided then 5 minutes later this is going to be the chatas oil, it means nothing. And the next stage is when the kohen does it, the kohen decides when he does it which is going to be the chatas and which is going to be the oil. It says the pasuk lokcha shtei toynis nebe neyona, one is for an oil, one is for chatas, and then it says, so that's the lokcha, the time of buying it, that's when you determine that. Or another pasuk says v'osa koyin, the koyin should make one a chatas, one an oil. So it's either those two periods, and that's what's coming to teach you. So it's not ayif mir. Somebody they made a condition, and it comes to teach you that we don't care what they think about it, they didn't do it at the time of buying it, or when the koyin does it himself. You want to have Yisrael, there's no Breida, but Tanya, we learn in the following case. Remember, when you buy something from Am Oretz, fruits and all that, you have to give Maisa, because we don't trust that Am Oretz gave Maisa. Even the majority do give, but there are some that don't. So we learned, Am Ha'odet, if you have an Am Ha'odet, Sha'omar L'chavir Am Ha'odet. Let's say they turn around to a Talmud Chacham. Chavir is an expert, or, you know, Talmud Chacham. And he turned around to the Chacham and said, look, he said, look, you're going to the market to buy yourself vegetable. So Am Ha'odet, buy me a bunch of those vegetables as well. So Sha'omar L'chavir, Kachli Aguda Acha Shel Yedek, I want you to go ahead and buy me some vegetables, a goose kacha, to buy me some biscuit. In something, this is what you're buying, buy me one for me as well. And where is this Talmud Chacham buying it from? From Am Ha'aretz. So when the Talmud Chacham is buying from Am Ha'aretz for himself, he has to separate Maisa. The question is, what he's giving to the Am Ha'aretz, the guy who asked him to buy him an extra bunch of, is the pshat that what he's giving Am Ha'aretz all along was that turned out to be was whatever he bought was from the first second was the Am Ha'aretz, and therefore the Am Ha'aretz is the one who has to take care of it? Or do we say, we don't know which bunch. When you bought it, one bunch was yours, one bunch was the other guy's, but when you gave it to him, you don't know which bunch you gave him. Did you give him yours? If you gave him yours, it's your responsibility to make sure that you take Maisa from it. So it says it clearly, you don't have to give Maisa. Why don't you give Maisa? Obviously, because we'll say, whatever you gave to Am Ha'aretz, all along, that was his. In other words, yesh breira. So we say, clearly, we hold there is breira. And the Chacham said, tzadich la'asa. Chacham said, you do have to give Maisa, because we don't know which one he ended up, because we hold ein breira. Maybe the one that you gave to the Am Ha'aretz is actually your piece, and therefore you have an obligation to make sure that you give it Maisa. Says the Gemara, you're right, good question. You know what I'll do? Eifuch. I'm going to swap the names around. It's the Chachamim who said that you don't have to do anything, and it's Rabbi Yisi says you do, because Rabbi Yisi holds Ein Breira. We'll say Rabbi Yisi holds Ein Breira because of that Mishnah we had before about the barrel of wine before Shabbos. Toshma, have another Brisa. Says Omer, the guy says Maase she yeshli bebeisi, the Maase that I have sitting at home, mechulo should be exchanged or redeemed al sella on the money shetala beyodim lakis. It should be redeemed on, let's say, on a dollar piece that I have in my pocket, and he has like $10 pieces in his pocket, and so when everyone. Rabbi Yezi says mechulul is good. Whichever dollar you took out of your pocket, will say that's the dollar all along when they're all sitting in your pocket. That's the dollar that the redemption is taking place with. Because we say yes breda. Because otherwise, if you hold ein breda, it could be that the money, that the fruits, let's say, were redeemed on another dollar sitting in your pocket, and you took out the wrong one. So therefore, we see clothes me Rabbi Yezi hold there is breda. Again, says the Gemara eifuch. What? Emma said, we'll say, you're right, change it around. The Beis said, it's not chilul because Ein Breira. So now we took two brises and we swapped around Yesh's opinion to suit that the Mishnah we had there about the barrel. Says the Gemara, my chazid of chitati mekam b'chadol. You found one place where Rabbi says there's no breda, and here we found two places that says yes breda, and then you're making a mistake in each one, or you're editing it to conform with that one. Why would you change two around to conform with one? You know, the case of the bundle and the bunch of buying me a bunch of vegetables as well, and the maisa. Let's swap around the other one there, where it says about the barrel, and Rabbi Yisi is not the one, the name that belongs there. Says the Gemara, no. Definitely the second brisa, you have to swap it around. It doesn't make sense. Why? Because it says in the end of that very brisa, Tony Sefer, it says in the end of the brisa, Moide Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi is Moide. But Omer, if he says, Ma says she yeshli betoit beisi, the mice have at home, ye mechulul al sella chadosha, it should be swapped over, should be redeemed by the new coin. Shetala beyodim lakis, that I have in my pocket, and he only has one new coin. Shechilul, in this case, because it only has one, obviously that's the one that it was meant to be redeemed. So Rabbi Yisi is admitting that if you've had no other coin but one, that's the one that had to be redeemed. In other words, but if there's more than one coin, he holds that it's not redeemed. So clearly Rabbi Yisi holds Ein Breira. B'dikamar hocha, shechilul, this is the case that this is the only case where he concedes that it's a valid redemption. He's meklad ha'asam lechil. Is that right over there? Who would So therefore, clear. So now you have two where Rabbi Yisi says Ein Breira. You have the barrel of wine and you have the second case here of the Maisa. And the only one that we have is a bunch of buying me a bunch of vegetables where he seems to say that yesh breda, so we have to swap that around. So it's one swapping for two. Says the Gemara, hey kedami, this new coin, what are you talking about? Idi ketarti tlas, you have two or three new coins in your pocket, so why would, same problem of breda here. The yesh breda.
Heinu Kamaisa. That's exactly the first guy. What's the difference between new coins or old coins? If he has a whole bunch of coins in his pocket and he says the new one that I have, he has five new coins in his pocket, then how do you know which coin was the one that was redeemed? So you'll have to apply the rule of Breda. The one you pulled out now, you'll say, all along, that was the correct one. So back to why is he conceding this point rather than the first case, when it's just an ordinary coin? It must be El Delek El Chodah. There's only one coin there, clearly, because that's the only place where he concedes that it works, the swapping. Otherwise, it doesn't work because he holds Ein Breda. Says the Gemara, my Tala, so if it has only one coin, what do you mean Tala, it should fall on it? It fell on it right away, there's only coin there. So Gemara, you're right, but I did the Tanya Reisha Tala, because in the first case, where they're arguing, he says, the coin that comes out of my pocket, that's the one that should be effective. Tala says, I'm a Tala, he's the same wording here, but it really is very different. So Gemara, Omer, Rav Nachman, man haitan, who holds is no Breda. Okay, we know there's a machleik. The Gemara in Git and other places we say over there that the machleik is if it's breira or no breira is mahatera. But midrabbanan, in case of the rabbanan, definitely we say yes breira because we're much more lenient. Yet we had this whole argument by an eidah. We have an argument by an eidah, and which is the rabbanan, and we're saying that. Perhaps you can't say if the guy comes from this side, the aid will be here, the guy comes from that side, the aid will be there, which means that what? That you hold Ein Breda even by a case of the Rabbanon. Who says that? Who's the author of that opinion? Says the Gemara, so the place. Omle Rav Nachman, Rav says Rav Nachman, man haitana, who is this opinion? That filu with the Rabbanon, that even cases which are only the Rabbanon, less lay Breda, there's no din of Breda. Like for example, Eruv, the Tanya we learned, and this is the Braisa that I'm referring to, says Rava. It says, Omer lechamishi, he said to five people, Hareini ma'adev al eze mekem she'erza. You guys are coming to town, I'm not sure which one I want to hear, so tomorrow I'll decide, I'm making five Eruvin, and I'll decide which one I want to hear. Ratzisi yelech, loy ratzisi leyelech, if I want, I'll go, if I don't want, I don't want to go. Ratzisi me'bo'edyoim. So the Braisa says, if before Shabbos came in, you already determined which direction you're going, then Eruv Eruv. But Mishra, once Shabbos comes in and you want it to work retrospectively, Ein Eruv Eruv. You can't work backwards. In other words, Ein Breda. You can't say on Shabbos morning, I decide, oh, I'll hear this person, and I put out one of the Eruv in that direction. It doesn't work that way, because Friday night, we didn't know which way you want to go. And it doesn't help us what you determine on Shabbos. In other words, Ein Breda by Eruv. Who's the author of that? So Rav Nachman did not answer him. Ishtik lo amalei midi. He didn't say anything. Says the Gemara, why didn't he say anything? We just learned yesterday there was a guy called Ayoy. And Ayoy learned in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that because he had a different version than our Mishnah. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Breda. The only argument is whether you would, if you had your own Rebbe and some other Rebbe, would you rather go to your own Rebbe or not? But Ayoy quoted Rabbi Yehuda and said that you cannot make a Tanai if I'll go on the right or go to the left, only unless. That unless the guy was already there, was already Friday night close to your Eidiv, so therefore, even though you weren't aware of it, it was already purchased for them, or then it was already determined which way he's going. So, in other words, Ayere told Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breda. So, what's Rabbi Nachman's problem there? Why was he quiet? Says the Gemara of Elemelei, why did Rabbi Nachman just say, Tonne Vei Ayere here? It's Ayere. Says the Gemara of Shmuelei, he didn't hear that Braisa. Because the whole idea of a Braisa is, and not everybody was aware of it. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, Tanoi shoklet ma'alma. Tanoi, what's a big problem? You have to make up Tanoi. You don't know about these. It's actually an argument of Tanoi, whether we say on the Rabbanon's the concept of Breira. What I mean, the Tanya, we learned, Hareini ma'arev l'shabbos l'shakol ha'shana. The guy says, you know what, I'm putting down one eight of it. I want it to last me for the whole year. So I don't have to go every Friday night and put, and get my extension. And every Shabbos, I'll decide. Rotzisi, if I decide this Shabbos, I'm going to go for Shpatzir, Eilich, I'll use it. But later, Tzisi, if I don't want to go Shpatzir, Eilich, I won't use it. And if I don't want to forfeit the 2,000 Amos, another direction. So there, and the Braisa says, when does this work? Only if Rotzim B'Boid Yoim, if he made up his mind before Shabbos, Eiruv V'Eiruv. Mishach HaShecha, once Shabbos comes in, what happened when Shabbos comes in? So when Shabbos started, you didn't know which direction you want to go. Is it valid or not? Rav Shimon says Eruvi Eidiv because they say Yesh Breda, but Chacham say Ein Eruvi Eidiv. It's not a good Eidiv because Ein Breda. So we see there's an argument Tanoim by Eidiv whether he say Breda or not. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon said it's a valid Eidiv, which means he holds his Breda. We just learned in that Mishnah there about the barrel of wine. We hold Rav Shimon, the less the Breda. Kashya did Rav Shimon. El Efech, swap it around. Swap it around what? Rav Shimon is the one who says that it's not a valid Eidiv because he holds Ein Breinah. Chama say it is a valid Eidiv. Says the Gemara, my Kasha, what's the problem? All we know is that Shimon holds no Breinah by a barrel of wine. That's Mahatera. Here we're talking about Eidiv which is the Rabbanon. Maybe Rav Shimon holds Rabbanon. There is Breinah. My Kasha. Dilma ki less than Rav Shimon Breinah b'deraisa. Only by Dinma of the Torah he says we will not use the concept of Breinah. Abba b'derabbanon. The whole mitzvah is only Rabbanon. Isla. He holds Breinah. So what's his problem with Rav Shimon? So says the Gemara, why swap the names around? So Rabbi Yosef found the Braisa where you have two opinions arguing whether it's Breinah Rabbanon or not. Okay, we finished with that. But now we're just trying to work out why Rabbi Yosef had to swap Rabbi Shimon's name around, because Rabbi Shimon here says that there is Breinah, and by the barrel of wine he said there isn't. What's the problem? That's Mahatreda, Ein Breinah. Here's the Dinder Rabbanon. Rabbi Shimon holds the Rabbanon, yes, Breinah. And the Chum holds even the Rabbanon, Ein Breinah. Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yosef doesn't believe there's a distinction between the Rabbanon and the Raisa. Either you hold the Breinah, the concept, or you don't. So Rabbi Yosef, man the Isla Breinah, loish lo the Raisa Rabbanon. If you believe in the concept of Breinah, that some an event later can have a bearing on the past, then it makes no difference mahatoyim with the Rabbanon. And man the Lesley Breinah, the one who holds it doesn't believe in Breinah, loish lo the Raisa Rabbanon, makes no difference either. Lesley doesn't hold of it. That's why. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi comes up with a new answer, and Rabbi wants to say that you want to know how Rabbi Shimon ruled by the barrel that says that it's not a valid maise because Ein Breinah. And over here he says that it's all right. I'll tell you, he says. Rabbama, shiny hussam. You know what the problem with Truma? Maybe Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Breinah. But you know what the problem by Truma is? In the case of the barrel? The Be'inon Reishit Shashireh Nikarin. When you set aside Truma, you set aside maise, it has to be recognizable what's the Truma and what's the rest of the food. And if you're going to rely on the concept of Breda, even though he believes in Breda, but over here it's all mixed up in one barrel. And therefore you cannot tell what the Truma is. And when it comes to Truma, and Maisit, he holds it has to be recognizable. And because it isn't, that's the problem. Because it says Reishis. By saying Reishis, it has to somehow or another be able to be recognized as being Reishis, as being the first. So therefore, it doesn't work. So Rava comes up with a new idea. Maybe Rav Shimon holds Yesh Breinah, no issue at all, no drama. The problem with the barrel is you cannot recognize, discern what's the Truma and what's not, because it's all mixed in one barrel. Says Abai, if that's the case, you had in front of you two pomegranates of Tevel. But he said, he was a gambling person. If it's going to rain today, I want this one to be the Truma and that one. If it doesn't rain today, then he's the Truma. I want the other one to be the Truma on this one. So, right? So according to you, they both are similar next to each other. You can't tell which is the Truma, which is not a Truma. According to you, I don't care which. Are you going to tell me that it's not a valid Truma? Even if you hold Yesh Breinah, it's not a valid Truma because you cannot recognize one from the other. That was Abai saying, if you don't believe in Breira, then I agree. The pomegranates won't be because you don't know which one you meant at the time. But if Yesh Breira, right? But the only problem is you need Reishi, Shireh, Nikarin. Are you going to tell me that the rule is that these pomegranates are not Truma or Maisa because it's not recognizable? No such thing. He doesn't have any proof. He's just saying logically it's hard to get your mind around it. You can tell me maybe yeah, maybe tak it's not. But now we learn clearly, Trumas Hakri, if somebody, let's say, has a whole pile, and he says that I'm going to give Truma from here, or Ma'asros of, or Maisa, Bitoichai, if a big pile, he said, right in the center of this pile with the Truma, the Maisa, the rest is all right. Or the Trumas Maisa is Bitoichai, and then from the Maisa part, you have to give Truma to the Kohen, to the Kohen. That's also right here in the middle. Rav Shimon says, Kor Hashem, it's valid, and you can eat from the rest of the fruits. But where's the Reish Shireh Nikarin? So Rabbi answers back, Shiny Hasam. There it's quite obvious, it is discernible. The Ika Sviva, you said clearly in the center, which means the surrounding part, the perimeter is all right. So it is pretty discerning. Ibai Yisemet, the Tanakh says, reason. Omnu Loi Rameh, the Setzer Rameh. I'll give you another answer. There has nothing to do with Breda, because when Rameh said you can, on the barrel of wine, right before Shabbos, you can say, you know, tomorrow night I'll set it aside. They answered him back and they said, maybe the barrel will break. In other words, even if we hold the Yesh Breinah, but you have to wait till Matzoi Shabbos before it becomes effective retroactively. But what happens if the barrel breaks before Matzoi Shabbos? And actually it says that, aren't you